Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. We've been looking in the book of Acts at Paul's journey as he's trying to get to Jerusalem to share an offering with the believers there. And as he's going, he knows that afflictions and hardships and sufferings await him. Yet, Paul is still determined to be on mission with God, to follow Christ no matter where it may lead. And we have seen other people try to deter Paul from growing, particularly people within the church. And we've said there will be times in a believer's life whenever they're following the Lord that those closest to them, even faithful followers of Christ, may sometimes try to deter you from following Christ because it leads to hardships. I love missionaries. And if there are ever people that have been deterred from following Christ, it's probably missionaries. There was one particular missionary. His name was John Patton, and he knew that the Lord was calling him to a place known as the New Hebrides Islands. And it was well known about the people on those islands that they were fierce and they were mean. In fact, they were cannibals. And as Mr. Patton was going around from different churches explaining and sharing his mission of what he would be doing, he ran into a fellow. And in his biography, it says this: a Mr. Dixon exploded. "The cannibals! You will be eaten by the cannibals!" Well, the memory of Williams and Harris on Aramanga was only 19 years old. Those were two missionaries that were eaten by cannibals. But to this exclamation, Patton responded, "Mr. Dixon, you are advanced in years now, and your own prospect is soon to be laid in the ground, there to be eaten by worms. I confess to you that if I can but live and die serving and honoring the Lord Jesus, it will make no difference to me whether I am eaten by cannibals or by worms. And in the great day, my resurrection body will rise as fair as yours in the likeness of our risen Redeemer." Well, John and Margaret Patton saw the entire island of Anawa turn to Christ. And years later, he wrote, "I claimed Anawa for Jesus, and by the grace of God, Anawa now worships at the Savior's feet." Today, some 90 years after the death of John Patton, about 85% of those islands, known as Vanuatu now, identifies itself as Christian. So I want you to be in prayer today about you being faithful to the Lord's mission. And I also want you to pray for Angel Colon and his family, our missionaries in Louisiana, that they would be faithful to God's mission. Also remember the Bacol Ware Life Word broadcast in the Philippines.